In the Court of Chancery of the State of Delaware, Intel Corporation, Plaintiff versus NVIDIA Corporation, Defendant. Redacted public version filed March 26, 2009. Page 11. NVIDIA's Counterclaim. Introduction. Paragraph 1. Intel has manufactured this licensing dispute as part of a calculated strategy to eliminate NVIDIA as a competitive threat. For years, Intel has dominated the lucrative field of central processing units, CPUs, with Intel's graphics offerings being an afterthought. NVIDIA, in contrast, correctly predicted that graphics processing will become increasingly important to computer technology and pioneered sophisticated graphics products, including innovative new graphics processing units, GPUs. In fact, in recent years, a growing multi-billion dollar marketplace for computer graphics technology processing has emerged with NVIDIA at its center. Thus, after years of dominating the computer processing space, Intel found itself needing to play catch-up to NVIDIA's pioneering graphics processing technology. Consequently, in 2004, Intel entered into the agreements with NVIDIA that are at the center of this dispute. In exchange for getting a license to NVIDIA's entire patent portfolio, including NVIDIA's extensive graphics patents, Intel agreed to give NVIDIA a broad, long-term license to make chipsets for Intel CPUs. Put simply, NVIDIA was willing to give Intel access to its patents and go head-to-head competing against Intel's graphics processing in exchange for open access to make chipsets that would work with Intel's CPUs. And, once again, it looked as though NVIDIA had made the right decision. Over the course of the license, NVIDIA's graphics products routinely beat out Intel's best graphics offerings in the marketplace. All the while, NVIDIA has fully lived up to its end of the deal, sharing its state-of-the-art intellectual property with Intel. Unable to compete on the merits, Intel is now using this lawsuit to tilt the playing field decidedly in its favor. After months of attempting to steer customers away from NVIDIA by claiming there was a licensing dispute, Intel has now publicly and unequivocally asserted that NVIDIA is not licensed to sell any chipset, no matter how designed, for its next generation of Nehalem CPUs. Intel's disavowal of its license and preemptive filing of this lawsuit will, by design, serve to alarm customers and immediately and negatively impact NVIDIA's sales, even as to chipsets sold for architectures other than Nehalem. At the same time that Intel disavows its license to NVIDIA, Intel also apparently believes it is entitled to continue to reap the enormous benefits of its license to NVIDIA's state-of-the-art patent portfolio for the full life of the license, and without NVIDIA receiving the benefit of the chipset license it bargained for in exchange. Intel's sought-after windfall rests upon the improper notion that the court should replace the broad, plain words of the chipset licensing agreement with overly narrow and self-serving technical definitions that appear nowhere in the agreements and are wholly inconsistent with Intel's prior conduct and statements. Intel then applies its new definitions to simplistic and inaccurate descriptions of how the chipset technology functions. From there, Intel seeks to disavow all of NVIDIA's licensing rights, while at the same time keeping all of its rights to NVIDIA's patent portfolio. Intel positions are neither correct, nor are they taken in good faith. NVIDIA files these counterclaims to end Intel's gamesmanship, ensure that Intel honors its obligation to NVIDIA, and prevent Intel from benefiting from its tactical decision to publicly disavow its license obligations. NVIDIA first counterclaims for a declaration that it is fully licensed under the CLA to make the so-called disputed NVIDIA MCPs. The CLA neither limits NVIDIA's license to traditional Intel processors nor carves out some right for Intel to unilaterally end the license by tinkering with its architecture. Had the parties intended, as Intel now insists, for NVIDIA's license to terminate if Intel decided to integrate the memory controller, the CLA would have said so. It does not. Instead, the CLA requires only that, redacted, something that NVIDIA's chipsets do and will continue to do. In fact, prior to Intel's newfound reinterpretation of the CLA, redacted. In making its opportunistic bid to cut short the CLA and lock NVIDIA out of the chipset business, Intel now pretends that, redacted, a broad lowercase term is actually a capitalized, redacted. It becomes literally impossible for NVIDIA to make any kind of chipset that is covered by the license. This, of course, has a convenient effect from Intel's perspective of depriving NVIDIA of the benefit of its bargain, while, at the same time, preserving Intel's license to continue to practice all of NVIDIA's extensive patents. Intel's convoluted and self-serving view of the CLA is at odds with both Intel's past conduct as well as the plain words and spirit of the agreements. It also ignores the actual operation of NVIDIA MCP chipsets. Chipsets, processors, and the DRAM do not function as isolated boxes as shown in the figures of Intel's complaint. Instead, and as NVIDIA previously demonstrated to Intel, even under Intel's improperly narrow definitions, NVIDIA MCPs will continue to redact it. Accordingly, NVIDIA seeks a declaration affirming NVIDIA's licensing rights and enjoining Intel from taking any further action that is inconsistent with Intel's licensing obligations. NVIDIA also counterclaims for breach of contract and breach of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. Quite simply, this is not a good faith dispute over a minor contract interpretation issue. Intel has wrongly and publicly stated that NVIDIA is not licensed to its Nehalem architectures for the strategic purpose of eliminating a competitive threat to its business. Intel's actions not only constitute a breach of Section 7.2 of the CLA insofar as Intel's statements have been false and misleading. They represent an unequivocal and unilateral repudiation of the very license it agreed to provide. Intel's decision to preemptively and publicly repudiate NVIDIA's license is directly and immediately injuring NVIDIA. Intel's actions will instill fear among customers that NVIDIA's chipset products will soon be unavailable. Consequently, not only is Intel harming NVIDIA's MCP sales regarding future Nehalem products, but NVIDIA's sales of undisputedly licensed MCPs to current Intel architectures are also being affected as Intel uses its public disavowal of the license to alarm customers into believing that NVIDIA's chipsets will soon be unusable with Intel platforms. Accordingly, NVIDIA seeks a finding that Intel has breached and anticipatorily breached the CLA. NVIDIA requests that, redacted, Intel's rights under the cross license be terminated in their entirety. Having breached the contract and irreparably injured NVIDIA, Intel has lost the right to continue to enjoy the considerable benefit of its license to NVIDIA's patent portfolio. Alternatively, NVIDIA seeks a judgment that Intel's calculated actions have breached the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing, underlying both the CLA and the cross-license, and requests an order rescinding those contracts. Not only has Intel's strategic disavowal of its license unreasonably interfered with NVIDIA's bargain for rights, this lawsuit is part of a larger set of misconduct by Intel's designed to deprive NVIDIA of access to Intel's CPUs and frustrate NVIDIA's bargain for right to make Intel-compatible chipsets. In doing so, Intel is preventing NVIDIA from receiving the value that it bargained for in exchange for giving Intel the enormous benefit of a cross-license to its entire patent portfolio. Jurisdiction and parties. Upon information and belief, Intel Corporation is a corporation organized under the laws of Delaware. NVIDIA Corporation is a corporation organized under the laws of Delaware. The agreement in dispute, the CLA, provides in Section 8.8 and 8.9 that any litigation shall be governed by the laws of the state of Delaware, and that such litigation shall be subject to the exclusive jurisdiction of the courts of the state of Delaware, or the federal courts sitting therein. NVIDIA seeks equitable relief, including declaratory and injunctive relief regarding certain provisions in the CLA. NVIDIA further requests a finding that Intel has breached its obligations under the CLA and seeks, as a remedy, that the court specifically enforce the provisions of the contract. Redacted. Alternatively, NVIDIA seeks a finding that Intel has breached the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing surrounding the CLA and the cross license and requests rescission of the agreements. Because Intel's breaches are significantly interfering with both current and future sales opportunities, Intel's actions are causing NVIDIA irreparable injury. Factual background. NVIDIA. NVIDIA is a market leader and pioneer in innovative graphics technology, including GPUs. GPUs provide robust, interactive graphics for workstations, personal computers, game consoles, and mobile devices. They are must-have technology for video game enthusiasts, as well as others who have a need for fast, sophisticated graphics and video, such as movie animators and car designers. NVIDIA's GPUs have also become increasingly popular among consumers as modern applications, such as Google Earth, Blu-ray movies, photo and movie makers. Are graphics intensive and significantly benefit from NVIDIA's GPUs? NVIDIA's GPUs are viewed in the market as cutting edge and contain built-in features and capabilities that enable the computer system to deliver superior performance in rendering and displaying graphics. Typically, GPUs are sold as discrete chips that operate in conjunction with the computer's CPU. The GPU marketplace has been characterized by rapid and growing demand as more and more consumers view superior graphics capabilities as a key part of their purchasing decisions. In addition to GPUs, NVIDIA also sells media and communications processors, MCPs, which are chipsets located on the computer's motherboard that operate with the GPU, the CPU, and other system devices and peripherals to enhance and improve system performance. NVIDIA's licensed MCP chipsets are designed to enable NVIDIA's GPU technology to work more effectively on computer systems that have Intel CPUs. NVIDIA makes licensed MCP chipsets for use with a variety of current Intel CPU designs. In addition, NVIDIA is designing chipsets for use with various Intel architectures, including architectures that Intel purports to call Nehalem, that have not yet been released in the market. One of NVIDIA's most popular products combines a powerful GPU with a MCP on a single chip. Intel is the world's largest semiconductor chip maker, selling CPUs for use in a variety of computer systems, including desktops, workstations, laptops, servers, notebooks, and netbooks. Intel also sells chipsets, motherboard products, flash memory products, internet connectivity products, and other communications infrastructure. In particular, Intel dominates the worldwide sales for both CPUs and chipsets, and is the dominant seller of both x86 CPUs and chipsets sold for the Intel platform. Intel's commercial conduct is a subject of numerous pending trade regulation investigations throughout the world, including those by regulators in Japan, Korea, Germany, the EU, the state of New York, and the United States Federal Trade Commission. Intel is also attempting to expand its position in the fast-growing graphics processing field. Among Intel's current product offerings is technology that competes with NVIDIA's MCPs and which purports to allow NVIDIA's GPU technology to operate with Intel's CPUs. However, NVIDIA's MCPs are widely perceived as superior to Intel's competing solution, the CLA and cross-license. In 2004, Intel and NVIDIA saw an opportunity for a mutually beneficial business relationship. Intel saw the growing market demand for graphics processing, GPUs, and NVIDIA's success in that area. Intel wanted to develop enhanced graphics capabilities and improve its position in the multi-billion dollar graphics field. However, in order for Intel to both develop more robust graphics technology and sell that technology free from patent concerns, Intel needed access to NVIDIA's extensive patent portfolio. Conversely, in light of Intel's dominant position in CPU sales, in order for NVIDIA to commercialize its GPU and MCP technologies effectively, NVIDIA needed the right to design and sell chipsets that are compatible with Intel's proprietary CPUs and buses communication pathways that enable data processing communications with its CPUs. Further, Intel made clear that it would not give NVIDIA such a license without obtaining a cross-license to all of NVIDIA's patents. As a result, NVIDIA and Intel entered into two interrelated written contracts with effective dates of November 18, 2004, the CLA and the cross-license. Together, these agreements represent the bargain between the parties. Under the CLA, NVIDIA was given a multi-year right to design chipsets that are compatible with Intel's CPUs. In turn, under the cross-license, NVIDIA granted Intel, for the same period of time, the right to practice NVIDIA's patent portfolio, which included extensive graphics technology. The term of both the cross-license and CLA runs until the expiration of the last applicable patent. The cross-license and CLA together were intended to create simultaneous, long-term rights in each side's intellectual property and thus ensure that each side could continue to make and sell their products in the marketplace free of patent concerns from the other and exploit fully the value each conferred on the other. The two agreements were intended to work in conjunction with one another. For example, redacted. Intel has enjoyed substantial benefits from this contractual arrangement. Obtaining rights to NVIDIA's patent portfolio gave Intel the opportunity to develop competing graphics technology, which it is aggressively attempting to do. Not only is Intel integrating expanded graphics processing into its CPUs, it is being publicly reported that Intel is now nearing the completion of its own competing GPU, codenamed Larrabee. The cross-license thus was a necessary first step for Intel's further expansion of its competing graphics and upgrading the capabilities of its CPUs. In turn, by the CLA, Intel granted NVIDIA Inter Alia, a royalty-bearing license to design, build, and sell chipsets that could connect to and be compatible with Intel's market-dominant CPUs. This provided NVIDIA long-term certainty so that NVIDIA would and could invest in and grow its MCP chipset business and, by extension, its GPU business and extract the significant value it had given to Intel by granting it a full patent license to NVIDIA's technology. Consistent with the value it had given to Intel, NVIDIA's right to make chipsets for Intel's processors was by intention very broad. The CLA does not limit NVIDIA's rights to Intel's current CPU architecture, or indeed, any particular Intel CPU architecture. Instead, consistent with the party's intention of creating a long-term business partnership, the CLA defined NVIDIA's rights in broad, functional language. Redacted. Nothing in the CLA limits the license to existing or traditional CPU models, or otherwise limits the license to the unduly narrow scope that Intel now asserts. Nor does the CLA contain any language suggesting that Intel could end the license by purporting to relocate either the memory controller or certain aspects of the DRAM. Intel's pre-lawsuit interpretation of the CLA. From 2004 through late 2007, Intel appeared to recognize its license with NVIDIA. It accepted NVIDIA's royalty checks and actively shared ongoing CPU design changes with NVIDIA. Redacted. 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 In fact, in his fall 2007 keynote speech, Pat Gelsinger, a senior vice president for Intel, publicly highlighted NVIDIA as one of its partners on its new Nehalem platform. As its conduct made clear, Intel both believed that NVIDIA was licensed to this design and, at that time, wanted to market its new CPU as compatible with NVIDIA's state-of-the-art graphics. Redacted. Intel's initial recognition that NVIDIA was licensed to its new Nehalem architecture is not surprising. Even with the new architecture, it was clear that NVIDIA chipsets would fall squarely within the definition of Section 2.8 of the CLA. NVIDIA's MCPs undisputedly constitute, redacted, 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 the changing computer market, redacted. For years, the traditional computer system included an expensive CPU with extensive general-purpose processing capabilities. Intel dominated the market for such high-end CPUs. Graphics were seen as a secondary, less important feature. However, with the market demanding more and more graphics capabilities, a significant and growing market was emerging for computers with expanded graphics processing. Conversely, the graphics-oriented consumer did not value many of the features and capabilities offered with the traditional high-end CPU models. Inasmuch as this market presented NVIDIA with a clear opportunity, this changing market presented a direct threat to Intel. For years, Intel had built its business on offering premium CPUs at premium prices, with resulting high profit margins. With NVIDIA's new graphics technology, customers began to realize that if they purchased an NVIDIA graphics solution, they no longer needed to purchase a premium, high-margin Intel CPU. Instead, NVIDIA's GPU and MCP technology could be combined with a lower-end, less expensive Intel CPU to deliver the features that those graphics users wanted at a much lower cost. Put another way, NVIDIA's GPU and MCP solutions allow customers to spend their dollars on critical graphics processing technology without paying a premium for central processing functions. Further, even with its new access to NVIDIA's patent portfolio, Intel did not yet have graphics processing ready to market that matched the quality of NVIDIA's GPUs. Intel's competing Larrabee GPU was still in development and was at least 2 or 3 years away from market. Thus, by the end of 2007, it became clear that Intel was at risk of losing profits on its core CPU and chipset businesses while not yet being in a position to effectively challenge NVIDIA in the multi-billion dollar graphics field. Put simply, Intel needed to buy some time. Intel breaches the CLA. Redacted. Finally, after repeatedly rebuffing NVIDIA's efforts to begin designs for MCP chipsets to fit the next so-called Nehalem iteration, Intel for the first time informed NVIDIA that it believed NVIDIA did not have a license under the CLA to sell chipsets for Nehalem at all. Intel asserted that its Nehalem architecture precluded NVIDIA from designing any type of chipset that could meet the requirements of Section 2.8 of the CLA. In attempting to resolve the dispute with Intel in good faith, NVIDIA provided a detailed technical explanation as to why NVIDIA's Nehalem-compatible chipsets would continue to be licensed. NVIDIA explained and illustrated how its chipsets would continue to, redacted, even using Intel's unduly narrow definitions. After initially admitting during an in-person meeting that it had not considered NVIDIA's detailed technical explanation, Intel sent NVIDIA a letter summarily dismissing NVIDIA's position. Instead, Intel decided to unequivocally repudiate NVIDIA's license. In an April 30, 2008 letter, Intel stated that it had the unilateral right to end NVIDIA's license by reconfiguring its CPU. Intel took the position that once it integrated its memory controller with the CPU, it was literally impossible for NVIDIA to design any chipset that would satisfy the license. Redacted. Not only did the April 2008 letter make clear that Intel intended to take away NVIDIA's license, it demanded that NVIDIA tell the market that NVIDIA was not licensed to its Nehalem architecture. In short, Intel not only disregarded both its prior course of conduct and NVIDIA's well-founded explanation as to why Intel should honor NVIDIA's bargain for licensing rights, it essentially instructed NVIDIA to cease attempting to sell its chipsets. Intel then requested mediation as required by the CLA, to which NVIDIA agreed. Shortly in advance of mediation, Intel sent a second letter accusing NVIDIA of being in breach of the CLA for voicing any belief that NVIDIA was licensed to Nehalem, and demanding that NVIDIA issue a joint press release purportedly clarifying that Intel did not believe NVIDIA was licensed. NVIDIA promptly responded that it disagreed with Intel's position and rejected Intel's demand to issue a joint press release. Intel's filing of the complaint initiating this lawsuit is the latest step in its overall strategy and constitutes further breaches by Intel. The complaint includes numerous false and/or misleading statements by Intel regarding the terms of the CLA. For example, Intel suggests that, redacted. Taken with the remainder of Intel's complaint, these assertions are at best misleading because, redacted, is not specially defined to include only the certain DRAM to which Intel refers. Similarly, Intel states, because the Nehalem processors have an integrated memory controller as depicted in Figure 3, any chipset compatible with the Nehalem architecture, redacted. Accordingly, the disputed NVIDIA MCPs are not licensed under the CLA. Complaint, paragraph 17. These statements are false and misleading because chipsets compatible with the Nehalem architecture, including the so-called disputed NVIDIA MCPs, can indeed, redacted. Elsewhere, throughout its complaint, both in its express and implicit characterizations of the scope of Section 2.8, Section 2 of the CLA, and its allegations that NVIDIA's chipsets would not fall within this scope, Intel makes further false and/or misleading statements about the CLA and/or its terms. Indeed, the core premise of Intel's complaint, namely, that NVIDIA's chipsets are not licensed to Nehalem under the CLA, constitutes a false and misleading assertion by Intel regarding the CLA. Intel's motivations are clear. By denying NVIDIA the ability to interface with Intel's Nehalem architecture, Intel would, in the long term, lock NVIDIA out of a large portion of the chipset space and disable a potentially powerful competitor. Customers who want an Intel CPU would have no choice but to buy Intel's competing inferior graphics chipsets. Further, by publicly announcing in this lawsuit that NVIDIA is not licensed to Intel's next-generation Nehalem architecture and making misleading statements in this complaint about the scope of the license, Intel can immediately scare customers away from NVIDIA's current graphics offerings by insinuating that these products will soon be unavailable for use on Intel's dominant platform. In short, Intel's very public and improper disavowal of NVIDIA's license serves to both protect Intel's sales of premium CPUs while, at the same time, giving Intel time to finalize its development of its competing graphics. Intel's actions are immediately injuring NVIDIA. Intel's refusal to acknowledge that NVIDIA is licensed to connect its Nehalem architecture and its public lawsuit on this issue is resulting in immediate and irreparable injury to NVIDIA. Regardless of whether Intel can ultimately prevail in this lawsuit, the mere fact that Intel has publicly declared that NVIDIA does not have a license and has filed this lawsuit has created a cloud over NVIDIA's rights that is depriving NVIDIA of the full benefit of its bargain. Product design, development, fabrication, production, and manufacturing cycles in the microprocessor, graphics, and chipset industry are lengthy. Thus, NVIDIA's customers, including PC makers, motherboard manufacturers, and OEMs, make design decisions on products that will be launched months or even years in the future. Without assurances that a chipset is licensed to operate with Intel's latest CPU technology, third-party customers are typically unwilling to agree to design and/or make motherboards and other computer products that include such chipsets. Further, because product continuity is important in the computer industry, Intel's preemptive lawsuit, in which it unilaterally seeks to declare that NVIDIA is not licensed to make products that have not yet to even appear in the market, is immediately harming NVIDIA and depriving NVIDIA of its bargained for rights under the CLA. NVIDIA is informed and believes that Intel is using this lawsuit as a sales tool to discourage customers from continuing to invest in NVIDIA technology. Thus, this lawsuit is negatively impacting sales of NVIDIA chipsets for Intel's traditional CPU architectures, chipsets which all parties agree fall within the license. Intel's lawsuit is part of a larger strategy to defeat NVIDIA's license. This lawsuit is more than a narrow dispute about the language in a license. It is a part of a larger plan by Intel to undermine NVIDIA's licensing rights so that it can lock NVIDIA out of the chipset business and, by extension, the larger graphics marketplace. In particular, NVIDIA has become informed and believes that Intel is intending to frustrate NVIDIA's license right to soon-to-be-released Nehalem CPUs in which the memory controller has not been integrated with the CPU. In 2008, NVIDIA learned that, for certain of Intel's next iterations of Nehalem, Intel was returning to an architecture in which the memory controller remains on the Northbridge chip and is not integrated with the CPU. On information and belief, these new iterations of Nehalem have been codenamed, among other things, Arendale for notebooks and Clarkdale for desktops. Notwithstanding its new Nehalem designs, Intel has persisted in broadly insisting that NVIDIA was not licensed to Nehalem. NVIDIA is also informed and believes that, in addition to misleadingly characterizing Arendale and Clarkdale as Nehalem architectures, and thus part of Intel's purported licensing dispute, Intel is planning other means to prevent NVIDIA from enjoying its license to make chipsets for these CPU products. For example, on information and belief, Intel is planning on packaging its new designs such that the CPU chip and the Northbridge chip are physically bonded to a single silicon substrate in a manner that, although yielding no material technical benefits, will function to make it difficult, if not impossible, for NVIDIA to connect its MCP chipset to the CPU. Indeed, every effort by NVIDIA to discuss an MCP design for connecting to the Intel bus for Arendale or Clarkdale has been met with active resistance by Intel. NVIDIA is also informed and believes that Intel has other plans, both technical and strategic, that are designed to interfere with NVIDIA's license and to disadvantage NVIDIA in the marketplace, which may include improperly encrypting its buses or degrading the performance of the buses. Further, on information and belief, Intel is using these tactics to steer customers away from the NVIDIA licensed MCPs and toward Intel's graphics technology, and thus is causing NVIDIA immediate injury. Intel's conduct represents further breaches of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. Whether it be by public repudiation of the license or bad faith gaming of the technology, Intel is plainly preventing NVIDIA from enjoying the licensing rights that it bargained for, at the same time making full use of its cross-license to NVIDIA's patent portfolio. First cause of action: declaratory judgment of application of the CLA to the disputed NVIDIA MCPs. NVIDIA repeats and realleges each and every allegation set forth in paragraphs 1 through 47 above. The CLA grants NVIDIA a license to use, import, sell, offer to sell, and otherwise dispose of NVIDIA licensed chipsets. The CLA and cross-license are valid agreements. NVIDIA has substantially performed its obligations under these agreements, is not in breach of these agreements, and is able to perform its remaining obligations thereunder. Intel has stated that NVIDIA's MCP chipsets would not be licensed for use with any Intel processor that has integrated memory controller functionality, because such chipsets would not satisfy the definition of Intel chipsets under Section 2.8 of the CLA, and thus would not be covered by the CLA. There is a real and substantial controversy between Intel and NVIDIA. An expeditious determination of this controversy is necessary and appropriate. This dispute is ripe for judicial determination. NVIDIA is entitled to a finding that the so-called disputed NVIDIA MCPs are fully licensed for use with Intel's Nehalem architecture and other architectures that Intel claims include integrated memory controller functionality. No remedy available to NVIDIA at law would be sufficient to remedy fully the injury caused by Intel's improper interpretation of the CLA. Second cause of action, permanent injunction. NVIDIA repeats and realleges each and every allegation set forth in paragraphs 1 through 55 above. The CLA and cross-license are valid agreements. NVIDIA has substantially performed its obligations under these agreements, is not in breach of these agreements, and is able to perform its remaining obligations thereunder. As a result of Intel's failure to abide by its obligations under the CLA, NVIDIA has suffered irreparable harm. Without injunctive relief, Intel's actions, and thus the irreparable harm to NVIDIA, will continue. This harm to NVIDIA outweighs any harm to Intel that would result from an injunction. No remedy available to NVIDIA at law would be sufficient to remedy fully the injury caused by Intel's conduct. Therefore, NVIDIA seeks to permanently restrain and enjoin Intel's conduct, including 1. Making any statements to NVIDIA's customers, including PC makers, motherboard manufacturers, and OEMs, that in any way assert or suggest that NVIDIA does not have a right under the CLA to manufacture chipsets compatible with Intel's Nehalem CPUs, and 2. Taking any other action that would impair NVIDIA's rights or its ability to exercise these rights under the CLA. Third cause of action, breach of contract and/or anticipatory repudiation. NVIDIA repeats and realleges each and every allegation set forth in paragraphs 1 through 59 above. The CLA and cross-license are valid agreements. NVIDIA has substantially performed its obligations under these agreements, is not in breach of these agreements, and is able to perform its remaining obligations thereunder. The CLA prohibits Intel and NVIDIA from making false or misleading statements concerning the agreements. By making false and misleading statements regarding the terms of the CLA and the application of the CLA to the disputed NVIDIA MCPs, Intel has breached Section 7.2 of the CLA, which prohibits Intel from making false and misleading statements. By publicly and unequivocally stating, including via its complaint, that NVIDIA is not licensed to make chipsets for Nehalem, Intel has also unequivocally repudiated its license. Intel is thus in material breach of the CLA, and such breaches are causing NVIDIA immediate and irreparable injury. NVIDIA is entitled to specific performance of the CLA. Redacted. Fourth cause of action, breach of implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. NVIDIA repeats and realleges each and every allegation set forth in paragraphs 1 through 65 above. The CLA and cross-license are valid agreements. NVIDIA has substantially performed its obligations under these agreements, is not in breach of these agreements, and is able to perform its remaining obligations thereunder. The CLA and the cross-license include implied covenants of good faith and fair dealing. This requires Intel to act reasonably to fulfill the party's intent and expectations in performing its obligations. Intel is in breach of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing that underlies both the CLA and cross-license because of its misrepresentations and public repudiation of NVIDIA's rights, as well as its course of conduct relating to the CLA and cross-license. By taking actions to deprive and hinder NVIDIA's sales of licensed chipsets, NVIDIA has been deprived of the full benefit of its bargain under the party's two interrelated agreements. Prayer for relief. Wherefore, NVIDIA prays for relief as follows. for declaratory judgment that NVIDIA is licensed under the November 18, 2004 Chipset License Agreement between NVIDIA and Intel, the CLA, to make chipsets that are compatible with Intel's Nehalem architecture, and that NVIDIA is licensed to make the disputed NVIDIA MCPs as defined by Intel's complaint. For issuance of a permanent injunction requiring Intel to cease its misrepresentations in the market and prohibiting Intel from taking any other action that would impair NVIDIA's licensing rights. For a judgment that Intel has breached and/or anticipatorily breached the CLA in a material way, and for specific enforcement of the agreements, including NVIDIA's rights under Section 5.2A of the CLA to terminate Intel's rights under the cross-license. Alternatively, for a judgment that Intel has breached the covenant of good faith and fair dealing, and for rescission of the cross-license and CLA. For any damages that NVIDIA may be able to prove in trial. For such other relief as the court may deem just and proper under the circumstances.